So I wanted to tell a ghost story, a series of ghost stories, actually. Throughout my life, I've had lots of weird things happen to me, but because they always happen when I'm by myself, no one would ever believe me. Right. So when I was in high school, I worked at a retirement community, and I was folding tablecloths, and I saw out of the corner of my eye an old woman in, like, old-timey dress with, like, a candle just watching me. And so when I told someone that, they were like, you were tired. I was like, so I normally don't hallucinate when I'm tired, but fine, whatever. Then one night, I'm in my bed sleeping, and I wake up, and I'm covered in chains. In change, coins, just covered. And so I told my parents, I sleep with my door locked, but I told my parents at the time, I was like, hey, I'm covered in money. And they were like, oh, well, you sleepwalk. And I was like, that's a weird thing to do, even with sleepwalking. And then one night, I'm sleeping, and I wake up to my bed shaking. Now, not like the exorcist thrashing about, just like a little rumble. So I'm like, this is strange, this is weird. It just goes on for a few minutes, tell my parents, and they were like, yeah, we don't know. I was like, so you're not concerned that the bed was shaking? No, we're just going to go with that. Okay. So I'm always having these things happen, and no one ever witnesses it until I have a witness. So in college, I worked at a doctor's office, and they had so many patients that they had to keep their old records like in a storage facility, like an easy storage. I don't know that that's like HIPAA compliant at all, but that's what we did. So if a patient hadn't been there for a while and they had an appointment coming up, I would have to go and grab like the old records. So I went to the easy storage place with my friend Kate, my witness, and we're in the bin, and it's dark and it's hot. It's middle of summer, and we're kind of pulling records, and we get everything, and we turn around, and there's six people staring at us. All right. Now, one lady appeared to be the leader. She had a clipboard, but she was dressed like from the 80s. She looked like she stepped off of like Designing Women or something. This was, the dress was just not, didn't match. And everyone else was, had this vacant look on their face. They were going like, just staring around, not making eye contact, but not recognizing where they were. I'm like, it's a storage facility. What's there to be confused about? And they were pale, and it was just, no one was saying anything. They were just staring at me and my friend Kate. And finally, this older man who had his back to us slowly turns around, looks at me, and says, "You're next." I didn't know what he was referencing. So, and I didn't ask any follow-up questions. I just wanted to, I froze, and Kate froze, and then he turned and walked away, and as a group, without anyone saying anything else, turned the corner, and we looked around, they were gone. Now, you know in these facilities, when you walk down the halls, it's motion sensor, right? And the lights turn on, no lights. And so I am convinced that when we die, we all go to a storage facility, which is actually pretty upsetting if you think about it. Like, I'm not looking forward to that. That's not a fun afterlife. And I will say, year after I moved out of the house, and I had lots of sisters, and all the rooms would rearrange. Laurie, my youngest sister, went into my old room, and she came down, and she was like, "Rye, my bed was shaking," like that. So. Something's happening. Thank you.